Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil, powered by Coe's BMW. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 104.3TheFan.com's Cecil Lennon.
We're going behind enemy lines as we go to that Fireball VIP line and talk to Ben Volen, senior writer at the Boston Globe, covering those New England Patriots. Ben, it's Nick and Cecil. Good evening. Welcome to the show, Ben.
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
Doing good. Be better if the Broncos get a W, but I don't see that happening. Let's first start with Cam Newton. It looks like all signs are pointing to Cam Newton being back in action for the Patriots this week. Yes, yes?
Yeah, he's off the COVID list. He returned to practice today, Thursday. This was actually the Patriots' first practice this week. They didn't practice on Wednesday. So, funny, I was talking to Nick last week, and he kept saying, man, I hope we can just play this game because we don't want to see Cam Newton. Well, it's your worst fear here, Nick. But you know, it's good for football because we're going to get Drew Lock back, it looks like, and we're going to get Cam Newton back. And, you know, it's a more competitive game that way. So I'm glad to see both teams are probably going to have their starting quarterbacks back.
Well, Ben, you know, Cecil and I always talk about, you know, how that pendulum of momentum swings based on guys who are coming back from injury. When we look at the possibility of, you know, Cam coming back, Stephon Gilmore coming back, you just mentioned Drew Lock here for Denver coming back. Does that change the way that you look at the game and how, you know, just Cam coming back could bring that kind of momentum and energy back to the team?
Yeah, no question. And not just the momentum and the energy, and that stuff's important, but the Patriots are going to get representative quarterback play again, which their last game against the Chiefs 2 weeks ago, they didn't really get good quarterback play from either of their backups, Brian Hoyer or Jared Stidham. So absolutely, having Cam in the lineup completely changes the complexion of the game, probably makes it worse news for the Denver Broncos. You know, Cam might be a little rusty. When he takes the field on Sunday, it'll be his first game in 21 days. He missed the Chiefs game, and the Patriots obviously had the makeshift bye last week. So we'll right. see if he's rusty or, you know, if the Patriots in general, just if the offense is still clicking the way that it used to. But, yeah, having Cam back and having, you know, the running aspect at quarterback with Stidham or Hoyer, you don't have, you know, the read option as much. You know, Cam is basically the Patriots' short yardage running back, and he's such a threat in the red zone with his feet. So it's a completely different dynamic when he's leading the offense, and he's looked pretty good this year. So I expect him to have another good game on Sunday.
It's Nick and Cecil on the Fan on that Fireball VIP line. Ben Volen, senior writer at the Boston Globe, covering the New England Patriots. And Josh McDaniels, pretty much still a villain around here, a name that you don't say in Broncos country. But the job that he's done with Cam Newton, how impressed have you been with Newton reacting to McDaniels' coaching and also to McDaniels altering and changing his system to really fit what Newton does best?
Yeah, you guys got to get over the Josh McDaniels thing. It's been 10 years now, you know? It's time to let it go. He drafted you guys some good players, too, with, you know, like Demaryius Thomas. And I know he had some good drafts there. So, and, you know, winning the Super Bowl in 2015, that should have ended any Josh McDaniels stuff there. But, you know, what is impressive is, you know, how many teams out there didn't pursue Cam Newton because he didn't fit their system because right. they want to run things a certain way. And the Patriots don't care. They say, okay, Cam Newton's a talented player. We'll just craft our offense and create it around him. And they don't really have a system other than they just have a bunch of plays and they call what's best for their personnel. And so I think it's very impressive that they could go from, you know, a statuesque pocket passer in Tom Brady for the last 20 years and then instantly switch to a mobile, you know, dual threat quarterback like Cam Newton, where all of a sudden they're running read option, zone option, the true option plays even, just a much different scheme, and they do it seamlessly. And Newton's been great as their runner. The first two or three games, he was their leading rusher, and you know, he was a big part of the running game. Then he started, actually, it was the third game against the Raiders where guys like Rex Burkhead and Sony Michel stepped up. Michelle is on IR now, but they've had Damian Harris, a kid out of Alabama, who stepped in and had a 100-yard game the last time they played against Kansas City. So Newton's done a really nice job. Josh McDaniels has done a good job, but it's still early. And, you know, I want to see how they do once teams get more film on them. you know, Cam, he had a great game against the Seahawks a few weeks ago. He threw for 397 yards, but it did come in a loss, and they couldn't get it done at the very end. So, you know, they still have a lot to prove, and they're right in the middle of the pack in the AFC right now at 2-2. So they need to start stacking some wins to make sure that they're going to be in the hunt there. But I just find it very impressive the way that the Patriots don't get boxed into a system, and they just, you know, are willing to figure out what their players do best, and they'll adapt their offense or their defense around their players.
Ben, you said that Cam is going to come into this game a little rusty. And usually when that happens, guys go back to players who've been reliable for them. And the biggest guy is Julian Edelman. He was reliable for Tom. He's been that same person this season for Cam. Now, the Broncos are probably going to think with that same idea. If they look to double Julian Edelman, who else can we expect from that wide receiving core to possibly stand out?
Yeah, Edelman, the first few weeks was on fire, and then teams, you definitely noticed they started putting a lot more attention on him, and his numbers weren't as great. And again, maybe against Kansas City, you take that with a grain of salt because Brian Hoyer was the quarterback and not Cam Newton.
Right.
The Patriots don't have a ton of great options in the passing game. N'Keal Harry is the guy that needs to step up. He's had a decent year so far. He's made some plays. I believe he caught a touchdown from Stidham against the Chiefs. He caught a jump ball in the corner of the end zone. He's gotten a lot more targets this year. He was last year's first-round pick. He has had a slow start to his career, like it seems like all Patriots receivers do that they draft. But, you know, he's a big physical guy, 6'4", 220. They've given him more responsibility in the offense this year. They just find ways to get the ball in his hand. Sometimes they'll just throw him a slip screen or an end-around or, you know, just get him in space because he's a physical specimen. So if you know, teams are going to start double-teaming Julian Edelman, then N'Keal Harry's got to get involved on the outside. Cam Newton's done well in the past with the big receivers like Kelvin Benjamin and Devin Funchess. N'Keal Harry's, you know, definitely in that same light there. You know, and you know, the receiving core isn't, it doesn't jump out at you. You know, Demir Byrd is a guy they brought in from Carolina and Arizona. He's a speedy threat on the outside, but, you know, really, realistically, if he catches four or five balls a game, that's all you're really looking for him. But the Patriots running backs are heavily involved in the passing game as well. James White and Rex Burkhead are very dependable. They're very difficult matchups, being shorter, quicker guys. You know, it's tough for a linebacker. It's tough for a safety to cover guys like that. So the Patriots don't have great wide receivers, but they do have some options at running back that helped them move the ball. And honestly, just Cam being a runner, and, you know, that has changed the entire, you know, mathematics of the Patriots offense, because now defenses have to spy Cam Newton. They have to worry about him as a runner, and it opens up a lot of the field on play action. So you can say we're going to double Julian Edelman, but just the fact that Cam is a weapon himself and the defense has to account for him makes it a lot harder to double guys like Julian Edelman. So that's one thing we've noticed this year is having the quarterback being a weapon has opened the field for the rest of the guys.
He's Ben Volen, senior NFL writer at the Boston Globe. And Ben, my final question for you, appreciate your time here. Why don't they use the tight ends? I know they draft Devin Asiasi and, of course, Dalton Keene right here from Colorado, from Chatfield. He played high school football with my son. They're not using their tight ends. Denver can't cover tight ends or running backs out of the backfield. So, yes. Rex Burkhead, James White, they're going to do their thing. But why no tight end usage this year?
Yeah, it's been a black hole for them for 2 years, ever since Gronk retired. And, you know, the tight end is, I would say, one of the hardest positions to transition from college to the pros. You have to, you know, put on weight, and you're asking these guys to do a lot more blocking and things in the run game than maybe they're used to. And I believe Dalton Keene's been a little injured. He's, I think, had a neck injury.
A little neck thing, yeah.
Yeah, so he's been a little banged up, and he's been inactive. And Ozzie just, you know, he's come along slow. And their only other tight end is this kid Ryan Izzo, who's a third-year player. He's a former seventh-round pick. He's really just a blocking tight end. So they just don't have the athletes at that position right now. They just it's not a position that, you know, really deserves to be featured in the passing game. You know, I thought maybe we'd see more out of Ozzie, a kid from UCLA, but you know, the Patriots offense can be difficult to grasp, and, you know, no training camp this year. It's just a very strange year for rookies. And I just, you even go back and look at Gronk's numbers as a rookie. He did catch 10 tight ends, but his catch and yardage numbers were not a lot. So it's just a position where the Patriots traditionally, they don't get a lot out of those guys in their first year. And they have three tight ends, and two of them are rookies, and one and the other guy's a seventh-round pick. So I never really expected much out of the tight end position this year. And, you know, Izzo's on the field for almost every play, but he's really just a blocker, and he might catch one or two passes a game. And, it's strange going from the Patriots being the team that basically revolutionized the tight end position to now they get zero production out of it. But, you know, they're able to move the ball other ways. And, you know, Josh McDaniels doesn't go into a game saying, I need to get my tight end 8 catches and 100 yards. I mean, they just want to move the ball and score points. And right now the tight end just isn't a big part of their offense, and it probably won't be a big part of it throughout the season. But as long as Cam Newton's able to move the ball and find some other guys, the Patriots aren't too concerned with that.
Ben, the Broncos have had some issues over the past couple of weeks stopping that interior pocket push between the center and the two guards. And we know the Patriots, like anyone else, when they see a young quarterback like Drew Lock, they want to bring pressure. Is there someone on at that linebacker level or on the interior line that this team definitely needs to make sure that they know where he is on every single play?
You know, not really, to be honest. The front seven of the Patriots is kind of their weakness. They lost all three of their starting linebackers from last year. Jamie Collins and Kyle Van Noy left in free agency, and Dante Hightower opted out of the season. And Belichick never really believed in having the big Von Miller pass rusher type, the edge rusher that gets you 15 sacks. They believe they can scheme up pressure, that, you know, they can blitz, they can twist, they can stunt, they can, do the amoeba defense where they bring 9 guys up to the line of scrimmage and they confuse the quarterback and you don't know who's dropping and who's rushing. You know, last year they had a bunch of sacks. They were, I think, top 5, top 7 in the league in sacks, but no one on the team had more than 7. It's a lot of it's scheme based. And it's funny, they even employ a martial arts, like a Taekwondo coach, who helps them with hand fighting and how to win, you know, grapple at the line of scrimmage. So they believe that they can scheme up pressure, and the Patriots really built their defense from back to front. You know, their horses are in the secondary with Stephon Gilmore and Devin McCourty, Jason McCourty, and a bunch of other guys back there. So they believe if they can cover, if they can blitz, and if they can stunt and confuse the guys up front, that they can get plenty of pressure. So I think you'll see a lot of that against Drew Lock, just trying to confuse him and bringing a lot of guys up to the line of scrimmage. The front seven doesn't have a guy that you really need to put a circle around all game, but they're still dangerous and they can still cause havoc for the quarterback.
Well, that was great stuff, Ben. I'm hoping that this Sunday doesn't work out for you that well. And if it doesn't, I hope it doesn't ruin our friendship. But I'm looking forward to a great game, as though it should, and both teams getting over this whole, you know, DUIs and COVID and getting back to football. So enjoy the game on Sunday, man, and thanks for joining us.
All right. It's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Ben. There we have him, Ben Volen, on that Fireball VIP line, senior writer at the Boston Globe. You follow him on Twitter, at Ben Volen. Some interesting things to say about the most dangerous part of the Patriots offense. We'll recap that and tell you how the Broncos can deal with it next.